Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In today's reading from John chapter 1, we see the usual characters as our Lord gathers his disciples and begins his ministry as Savior and Messiah. Jesus' mission is to go to the cross, paying for the world's sin, so that all who trust Christ in faith will have forgiveness of sins, peace, and eternal life with our Lord forever in heaven. And the disciples are important because as our Lord's followers, they will carry on Christ's work of bringing the gospel, the good news, to a sin-condemned world. The disciples will be teaching the Christian faith. They'll be leading corporate worship eventually, which will go to the houses and away from the temple. The disciples will bring mercy to the sick and the imprisoned. They'll help the hungry and the poor. They'll comfort the dying. They'll bring peace to the lost. And they'll also baptize and bring Holy Communion to the faithful of God. They'll also help victims of violence. In the power of the Holy Spirit, the disciples and later the church carried on Jesus' work after his ascension in the first century. And when you think about it, we do the same thing today. The disciples in today's gospel are first John the Baptist. Now I know he's not one of the apostles. He's not one of the 12 that followed Jesus around. But he prepared the way for Jesus. And when he knew who Jesus was, he himself was a follower of Jesus. He said of Jesus, he must increase and I must decrease. And we also have in our reading this morning from John chapter 1, Andrew, the fisherman, the other disciple in the reading is unnamed. So we've got two, and we know that the unnamed disciple in the Gospel of John is John himself, who is so humble that he only refers to himself as the one whom Jesus loved. John, the son of Zebedee, was also a fisherman, and he refers to Simon Peter at the very end of this reading. So we have the usual characters as Jesus begins his ministry on earth. And behind the scenes, through all of this, we have the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, who is calling these new disciples of Jesus to faith. He is gathering them together as the people of God in worship and witness and life together. The Holy Spirit is enlightening these men by showing them who Jesus really is. And he's referred to as the Lamb of God, as Messiah, teacher, rabbi in this text. And Jesus is also referred to as the Son of God. The Holy Spirit has communicated all of these titles to Jesus so that these men know who Jesus is. And the disciples are also being sanctified by the Holy Spirit in this text because the Holy Spirit has given them a life connection to Jesus. Now, for my 7 confirmation youth, some of them are traveling, they're going to get this recording. All of you should recognize these activities of the Holy Spirit because it's part of your memory work over the last 2 weeks. The Holy Spirit calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth. That's what Luther said, and that's what we confess. And for example, the way to think of it right now is the reason why we're not still in our beds drooling on our pillows is because the Holy Spirit has brought us and gathered us to this place in order to worship Jesus as Savior. We're here right now called to faith, and the Spirit has made us aware of the vital importance of Jesus in our lives. The Holy Spirit gathers us to listen to God's word. Here we have divinely revealed truth, which informs us about our sin and also about God's love and also Jesus' cross and resurrection, the importance of the gospel. We are gathered in this place to hear the good news again and again. It seems like we hear the same good news every week. But God knows why we need it. It's because there's so much bad news out there, and it will drive us to despair unless we keep our focus on Christ. And the final reason why we're here is to receive God's gifts. The gospel is a gift of God, the truth that gives us comfort and peace. The Lord's Supper is God's gift to us, where we receive the forgiveness of sins. And the fellowship of believers, all of us together, is so important to sustain our Christian faith. But there's more. Through God's gifts and Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit enlightens us with the clear understanding that Jesus is the answer. He is the answer for a world that is lost, for a world that's in pain, for a world that is unrighteous and opposed to God. Jesus is the answer for all who are hopeless. And so we need the Spirit as He calls, gathers, and enlightens. And finally, God the Holy Spirit sanctifies us. He makes us holy. That's what it means, by connecting us to Jesus Christ. By faith in Christ, the Son of God, we are forgiven because Jesus has paid the price for our sin, and He has provided that payment at the cross. So the Holy Spirit works behind the scenes to call, gather, enlighten, and sanctify the whole people of God, you and me. And the reason why God got you out of bed this morning is because He loves you, and He wants you to live your life with hope and joy in Him. No matter the struggles that you face, no matter the challenges that you have, no matter the desperate needs that you see, no matter what we are going through, the Holy Spirit connects us to Jesus so that we can have our hope and joy in Him. So we take a look at the reading for today. And as you scan down the 12 verses of the gospel reading, you can begin to see where the Holy Spirit shows up. If you take a look at verse 32 in your reading, this is what God's word says. And John bore witness, "I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on Him." That's a reference to Jesus. Here the Spirit of God identifies the Savior for John. For John the Baptist said that if the Spirit hadn't done it, he himself did not know Him. So we can conclude that the Holy Spirit opened John's eyes and enlightened him to the identity of Christ. The Spirit, we might say, turned the lights on in John's understanding so that he would know the truth. And do you get it? The Holy Spirit has also done the same thing for you and me. No, we didn't see the Spirit descend on Jesus at His baptism, but the Holy Spirit has identified Jesus for us. The Spirit has turned the lights on in our lives through God's Word. And if we came to faith as children, the Holy Spirit worked through baptism, water, and the Word to draw us to faith in Christ. This is always the way the third person of the Trinity works. The Spirit desires to bring everyone, to faith in Jesus. And we see this in today's reading and also in our lives. Now please look at John 1:34. Here we learn that Jesus comes to baptize with the Holy Spirit. Think about Pentecost here. And we also see in our reading that for John the Baptist, Jesus is not only identified as the Savior, but He also is called the Son of God. And when we meet our Lord Jesus in faith, the Holy Spirit tells us who He is so that we can have confidence in Him and trust in the One who saves us. Christ is not just a good man. He's not just a teacher who said important things. He's not just an example to follow. That's what the world wants to think. But Jesus is identified and acknowledged as the Son of God in the Scriptures, for He has power over death and hell, and He has authority over us also. The Holy Spirit gathers all Christian believers around the truth of the deity of Christ. And we worship Jesus as God's Son, who saves us again by a cross. The final thing to see in your reading in today's gospel is that the Holy Spirit works through Andrew to bring his brother, Simon Peter, to Jesus. Andrew tells Peter, "We have found the Messiah." And then in verse 42, we see that Andrew brings Peter to Jesus. Please always understand that the Holy Spirit often uses our words and our actions to introduce others to the Lord Jesus. It is the Spirit's power and influence that brings all interested persons to Christ. But our witness and our actions are important as we share the good news with others. When we communicate what Jesus means to us, the Holy Spirit takes our message and makes the gospel effective. That person that we share our faith with will either receive the message and want to know more, or he or she will reject the message. Again, God is affecting it effectually at work in order to draw hearts to faith or for others to make a decision to push away if that's what they choose. The Holy Spirit will never force Jesus on anyone. In the same way that Andrew brought Peter to meet Jesus, today we invite others to receive Jesus as Savior. In this world, sin has always been the problem, and sin can only live in two places. It either connects to us and results in death and hell, or sin connects to Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And here is the gospel. This is the good news. Sin is the problem which Jesus solves. We sin and are sinners, and our transgressions bring death. But Jesus says this, "I tell you the truth, he who believes has everlasting life." That's John 6:47. And our Lord Jesus said in John chapter 11, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." So for every Christian believer, Christ promises life and salvation. But it is the Holy Spirit who leads us to Jesus, who identifies him as Savior, and who works faith in every receptive heart. In Jesus' name, amen.